Great day, everyone. Happy Resurrection Sunday. We have a special treat for you all. Yes, it's a double header this Sunday. And I'm so honored to be here with you all. So welcome to our new globally recognized, yes, I said globally, podcast, Can We Talk with Jewel, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. I want to remind you all that this platform serves as a beacon of insightful discussion, grounded in faith, and honor of our Father. We discuss various topics here related to supporting communities in all walks of life as we are attracting now a diverse audience with a shared passion for growing spiritually and applying these life lessons to our day-to-day experiences. I want to encourage all of you to continue to support this podcast, especially FundraisingCup.org Ministries that has backed us and promotes this particular podcast with any kind of contributions you can. We hope to foster a deeper understanding of the intricate world as it pertains to spirituality. So continue to tune in each week and have an open mind as we embark on this enlightening journey together. As always, we're going to start by setting a few ground rules so we can get off to a good start. Number one, we're going to listen and we're going to learn. Number two, we're going to respect and provide receipts. Number three, we're going to try not to use explicit language. Notice I said try. I know we can get passionate from time to time. Number four, we ask that our guests bring their most authentic and humorous self to the game. And number five, if we're running short on time, I may need to interrupt respectfully and advise you that we need to regroup. If you continue to chat, you will hear me say, I have to mute your mic. And to you, my dear sweet audience, if you have any comments, please continue to call in. Or you can send me a message either personally or on social media, and we will definitely follow up and share your thoughts with the group in the next session. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce a very, very special and endear guest to my heart. This gentleman is nothing short of amazing in my eyes and works heavily behind the scenes of FundraisingCup.org Ministries. He is at the foundation of the organization and one of the most respected men I have ever met on my spiritual journey. He is the head pastor, a dedicated supporter of women and children, and most importantly, he's a dear friend of mine. Let's welcome the mastermind, the true genius behind FundraisingCup.org. Yes, our very own Pastor Newdollar. You heard me correctly. He is here. Yes, he's a real pastor, and we're so honored to have him today. Pastor?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's very much a pleasure to be here at FundraisingCup.org Ministry. Thank you for that very nice opening. Thank you.
It's very my pleasure and an honor, Pastor.
Yes, thank you.
I want to share with you all a quick little backstory on how I met Pastor. This great gentleman here, he's truly a special, there's truly a special calling on his life. Oh, my goodness. And, I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil today. When I met Pastor, you know what? I said, oh, you must be one of those fake pastors, right? Because when I heard his name, you know, I immediately associated with another dollar. And I was just like, oh, here we go again. Not to say that other dollar is fake or anything, but it's just been a pattern of pastors just kind of falling to the wayside and not truly sticking with God's work. anyway, long story short, boy oh boy, did Father teach me a lesson on not judging a book by its cover. Pastor Moody is so authentic and, you know, sometimes rough around the edges, but his heart is like a teddy bear when it comes to women and children. And I have been humbled in my walk to realize that there's just some people in this world you just can't judge. You really have to give them a chance. And I'm glad I did, because I found out that he's just an amazing man. So I know Pastor and I laugh about this initial experience in meeting each other in this ministry, but I want to just thank him sincerely for what he has done in my life and for everyday women and children around the world. So thank you, Pastor.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you, man. And thank everybody for allowing me to come in their life and be a part of their life to really represent what this ministry is about. And really, the number one person that I call upon is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And a lot of times that people think that the pastor is always up front. But, man, this ministry is about the work of Jesus and in the body of Christ and transparency. And here at Fundraising Cup, it's about the giving of the word. And it's just like sometimes, like in Matthew 28:6, people don't really look at it. It's the angel that reassures them that Jesus has risen from the dead. It's not my word. This is the angel speaking. A lot of times we look at the titles, Matthew, Luke, John, James, but you don't hear inside this word there are angels speaking. And in Matthew 28:6, it's the angel that reassures them that Jesus has risen from the dead. Just as Jesus had promised. See, man, that's why 2 or 3. And a lot of people overlooked it. And see, when the angel had invited them to verify themselves at the tomb, that it was empty. See, this is the cornerstone of our Christian faith. But when people ask, what is the cornerstone? They really don't understand that it's that angel that was speaking. See, spirituality has a cornerstone. And see, what Jesus said was verified by an angel. But people don't look at that. Now, when we have Easter Sunday, they overlook the cornerstone. And this is the this is affirming the resurrection of Jesus and his victory over death. Now, man, how can one not observe the work of the Lord when an angel has backed up his word? Now, when we look at that and we look at the work, because faith without works is dead. When we look inside to come before the Lord and we are looking in there, we're looking inside this point and say, well, there was women. Mary Magdalene, and most people don't know, that was a disciple named Tabitha or Dorcas. See, if you go into Matthew 11:10, they did not believe the one because their words seemed to be like nonsense. But Peter, when you get down to about 12, we're going to come down and say, Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Wait a minute. You ran? You didn't get the word that was already given you. You couldn't receive it sitting down. But our people are getting up running when the word has already been delivered. And we look down and go back and look. You're talking about him bending over.
But when we come down and we look in the passage, the angel has already said. So we're looking in this ministry to carry our cross, to bear our cross, to lay down on our cross. To anyone around the world that want to know that when the devil know, he ain't crossed the wrong one.
Amen.
See, this is for Jesus. This is for our Lord and Savior. See, when they look at us and they not understanding, we're touching people's heart to allow them to understand that our journey here at Fundraising Cup is about the message. The tomb is empty. So when you trying to fight and look for the body, well, now you won't have to look for the body of Christ. Now, when you look down and you look into the Word, we're going to look into the past. We're going to stand in the present. But, oh, man, we're going to move this train into the future. And that's when the glory. And that's why we come here dealing with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the central faith of our life and why we're celebrating Easter. Now, a lot of times I tell people all the time, you know, we have symbolism and we get to have a little fun because especially when you have children and you break out the egg. It's spending time with the family. It's in remembrance. You know, like I say, I love to be the one after trying to find at the church I was going to as a child to find that little egg with the little extra prize in it. See, when we study Christ, we get an extra prize when we leave up out of here in the body. And that's why with every woman, no matter where you see them at, no matter if they're struggling with drugs, going through rehab, whether they have a great job, whether they're married or divorced, our mission here is to hold your hand and understand we're no stronger than the weakest link in our chain. And that's why we double up and hold hands to let those that have fell short know, oh, we got you. We got your hand. We got your back, we got your heart, and we know the devil will push you over the edge because he wants you to think that you don't have any favor in Jesus. A lot of times people ask, well, Pastor, you don't stand up in front. No. It's open to any pastor that want to come here and preach the word. It don't matter if you're from Texas, you're from New York, you from California, the truth needs to be told anywhere, 7 days a week. So I don't hold a mic and put myself up front. I put myself where I'm supposed to be in the work of the body of Christ, 7 days a week. I'm here in the ministry, feeding, caring, supporting, and dealing with some issues that sometimes a lot of people don't want to talk about because even in our social structure, they always think that the money mysteriously appear. Well, due to the war, I'm going to talk about an issue that maybe a lot of people don't want to talk about, and that's talking about what happened with the money inside of Fundraising Cup. Man, we had a grant, close to $500,000. The government said, oh, we're fighting a war. And I said, yeah, we are too. We fighting homelessness.
Yeah.
You fighting the war over here, and I respectfully understand about what's going on in the war from Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, Haiti, and other places. But we also have homeless people right here every day, people losing their job. And when the government said that the grant, which we had applied for, got approved for, and the minute the check was going to be released. They say, oh, we can't give you the money. Well, what was to be said to them? Right.
Uh-huh.
See, we look at just COVID, but man, we're a nonprofit 501c3. We write grants, we submit, we talk to, we work for the community because 100% of the money goes back in the community. And I say this openly. I don't take a salary. I've been here for 20 years. I don't take a salary. I could make sure that 100% goes to help women, help children.
Uh-huh.
If you're a father, I'm with you. If you're a body of Christ, with you. If you're a Christian, I'm with you. I give you the shirt off my back. So, for 20 years, our church, our ministry, our home, in the community, we've been pushing along. But when COVID hit, the government came in and said, hey, you need to be 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet. How many feet? Well, look, man, look. If you put 100 feet, people, 10 people together, that's 60 feet. If you put 100, that's 600 feet. Man, look, we need a football field building and extension cords and telephone lines. And a man through COVID called us and said, well, I called your telephone number. I said, I bet you did. We had 15,000 calls in 30 days. I couldn't hardly answer the phone because no one understood or believed when I had a vision for speaking on COVID. Now, and I heard this one time and I was going on the lawn, they heard this voice in the background say, you a fake pastor.
I knew you was going to go there. I knew it.
But the lady said, Now, I'm a fake pastor, but the government told me with tears in my eyes that $500,000 was not going to be able to feed these kids, and we're in the middle of COVID. Man, I just had to turn around. I said, only if you knew. I said, man, you only knew the struggle to feed children inside the country, outside the country. I shout out my people in Africa, Tanzania, Mexico, India, especially love, even my brothers in Pakistan. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people around the world that came to my rescue because I'm going to tell you, I was down. Man, the devil was down. The devil said, I got you this time. You're going to be down for the count. Man, he was looking bad. He was looking bad. He even sent in some special forces with some hackers that hit the website.
Sure did.
Man, told the website and the website down. Went to LinkedIn. Told all kind of this, had hackers just stripping the website down. The website was blinking. Man, I thought it was a disco show. I said, man, this got to be this. And I prayed even deeper. I'm telling you, man, I was praying on the left side. It moved to the right side. Man, I was praying so deep. Man, I was holding my head. I said, and I heard that voice say, it's going to be all right. Go curse now.
Yes, Pastor. And we are still standing. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor, if you don't mind, I want to jump into the scripture around today's topic, which is, it is finished. It only seemed right that we entitled it that based on Resurrection Sunday. And we'll be taking from John 19, verses 28 to 42. And it reads, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate, that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other two, of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby. This is the scripture of the Lord written today. Okay, Pastor, so before I jump into the questions pertaining to this scripture and today's topic, It Is Finished, can you share with our listeners what actually inspired you to create such an amazing organization as FundraisingCup.org?
Man, the reason being is calling on my life and knowing that it's a lot that's been overlooked. And people every day go upon their way not looking at homeless people, turning their head, shaking their head, driving and living. And they feel like they don't have feelings or they did something wrong. Or a person that is on drugs is just a drug addict. But man, a lot of people that are on drugs are very talented, very gifted, and are very spiritual, but they're running from their calling of the Lord. And when you really sit down and get the understanding, they're struggling. It's not materialism, man, it's their faith. And I mean, even when you speak to, I spoke to Ku Klux Klan, and I spoke and I listened, and I said, well, how can you not embrace your faith, but you can take action based on how you feel? Well, I was taught this, but when you get in this word, do it say that? Do it tell you that? So my point is, are we reaching for color as an excuse for your feelings, or are you going to get down here and let the truth be in front of you? Because when you read this word, I'm not reaching for color. I'm reaching for those in the body of Christ. So it was formed to help whoever that's in the body. And yes, that's why I was praying a long time ago, and I was like, Lord, you know, I see the path that you got me on. And I didn't want to be nobody's pastor. I wanted to cut up a clown and do all this, but God kept hitting me over the head. Every time I run, he hit me again, and I said, oh, Lord, this is getting ridiculous. Lord, I've seen too much. Now, see, you don't, it's all good. People see on TV, see Superman flying, but when you start seeing things that are not of this world, hear things that's not of this world, and people, and you start prophesying, it don't always make it easy. So, it's the proof that's been positive, because a lot of people that heard the name fundraiser come, they was, ah, ha, 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 ha. It was fun until you start to see it, the work in the body of Christ. And when overnight you start seeing people coming from all over the world coming to join hands, and those devils and haters start seeing that, hey, there is a place for us. We can come together. And here's proof positive. You can go to the website right now and you can see the work that we're doing all over. And even with the hackers that tore it down, it's still coming back up, and we're coming back stronger. For see, they're trying not to let us show the proof that it's working. So it's about giving. It's about transfer. Because when you walk into a lot of churches, it's always about give, give, give. No, that's not what we teach here. We teach share, share alike. We teach sharing. Is caring. See, Jesus, when you walk with him, you see somebody down, you see someone this, then share with them. Share your faith with them. Share your struggle. Share your pain. Share your good and your bad every day. So it's about sharing. And a lot of times we get this message and they not understanding. Yes, we're in a society, but we're going to reach into the culture of walking with Jesus and what that message means. When Jesus broke bread, he shared it. When Jesus walked on water, he shared it. And he also told them to go to the other side. And he said, what? Ye with little faith. If you really understood that, you could move mountains. So when you share something, man, you can move mountains in people's lives. So it's about sharing. It's about caring. It's about being here 24 hours, 7 days a week, when people can say, hey, whether you're on Facebook, you're on social media, we're on TV, we're on the radio, we're on the podcast, we're here right now. This message is you can share.
Yeah.
You can share a good word. And you can bring it home like a prodigal child. We've made mistakes. But when you love and you can walk with love and you can look at the devil and see like, this is what you're doing. I don't want no part of what you got. I'm sharing my life with Jesus for the rest of my life. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
And anybody that walks with Fundraiser Cup, if you want to share and just come in here, we didn't come here and say, bring your money. No. You come as you are and share this word with us. And if anyone feels like they want to get up on this platform or come to us and share and talk about it, we're here right now. You're welcome. We don't hide anything. We tell it like it is. We want to tell it like it is. So it's about sharing. It's about reminding. It's about knowing that, hey, Monday's coming. Yeah, we know you have a job, you have children, you have a family, and sometimes we lose loved ones. But man, share that love. Sir, share the love. When you see that, you'll see we can touch the whole world. We can cover the world in our love, and the devil has no place in it. So that's what it's created for. To bring us into the state, the spiritual place that is about sharing. To me, sharing is caring. And every day you do that, it's the simple little things. Trust me. And I told a young lady the other day, I said, look, take a pair of socks to a homeless shelter. Just take some socks. Don't send it here to fundraise. It's not about that. Go down there. to the dollar store, whatever, just get some stocks and go in and drop them off.
Uh-huh.
Take some toothpaste, take some deodorant, take some hygiene for women. Just stop at a homeless shelter, go to a food pantry, just go inside and help clean up, and just share your time. And tell them it's about paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna tell you, there's been many people, and I speak this here, that have blessed Fundraiser Cup to be where they are. And I'm gonna say this right here, and I'm not gonna call their name because I'm gonna respect their price. But I'm gonna tell you this right here: there's some big companies that have helped this little company take care of our business for sharing out here. Because when we didn't have that grant. Man, anything, any food, we had tractor trailers come into
uh-huh.
different buildings to help women. That man, when we called out for help,
sure
they
did.
Blessed us.
Uh-huh.
So, if they want their name to be told, I respect, and I tell anybody, you know, somebody calling that, but I respect their privacy to tell you, you know, because some people, companies that donate, they walk with, but I'm gonna have to say one though, and I'm gonna say
yes,
this.
Please open. Give them a shout out, Pastor.
I'm gonna say Walmart is a good place.
Yes,
that's been blessed.
Yes, sir. They
and we don't mess with Target. I know this gonna say this right here. I don't shop at Target. I'm gonna tell this right quick. Now I'm gonna tell y'all why.
Because
they don't believe in helping Christians. So I'm gonna let y'all know. I don't shop at. I shop at Walmart. I'm going to let y'all know that. Pastor shop at Walmart. So y'all want to know where I shop. Because they support the
they
ministry.
They just support the ministry. Yes, sir.
So
I'm
going to let y'all know. I'm going to throw out one today. So if anybody want to know, this ain't me picking. I'm just going to tell you right now. What Target said to me. They ain't supporting. Y'all. So y'all ask the question when y'all walking past Target, y'all spending y'all money, and these same people don't want to put no job. They the same people that won't put no food on the child plate. So I'm gonna tell y'all family, all those here, we don't shop there. So I'm gonna tell you the ones that have helped us give out shoes, give out clothes, food. Walmart has been there.
Uh-huh.
Man, when we started out, Walmart started with us. When we asked help from Walmart, they didn't turn us away. So I'm going to let y'all know. So for this from this day forward, y'all see me walking outside of Walmart, I'm going to let y'all know. Fundraiser Cup supports Walmart. So y'all don't know that big company helps
uh-huh.
us. So I just want y'all to know this. So if anybody want to fight, I'm going to let y'all know. I stand for Walmart helping the ministry. Go back to what you said, sister. I had to get up there a little bit. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They got a little commercial break with us today, Walmart.
I'm going to let y'all know too now, you know.
You again. You know, I want to share with our listeners a little bit of my experience working with Pastor and Fundraising Cup. When I came on board, those of you who know my background know that I have an extensive background, almost 2 decades in banking, financial crimes, and, you know, investigating money laundering and so forth. So when I came on board with Fundraising Cup, you know, Pastor is a real kind of like roll up your sleeves, jump on in to the nitty gritty. Like there's no... It's not just about the corporate posh thing. You really got to get in it, right? And so one of my first experiences was a family reaching out to the organization and saying, we just lost our house and our daughter in a fire. And I'm like, you know, getting kind of so emotional. I'm not really like, I didn't expect to be on this one-on-one so quick. You know, I thought I would be doing back office stuff like I did in banking, right? And then it'll filter to me, and then I will do the investigations, make sure it's legit. No, Pastor had me, like, from the onset, I was part of the story, investigating the story, and pouring into this woman's cup out of my own pocket because the story touched me so close, right? So I donated personally, ensured the funds got to this family, donated food. I sent food to their hotel with flowers as well. And it was at that point I realized, this ministry is legit. And two, this ministry is for me. And I share that with you all to say one of the things that I hesitated about in joining ministries and nonprofit organizations is that I didn't believe that the resources were getting to the people in need. And I know there's a lot of you out there that probably think along the same lines, like, well, if this person's taking this percentage of a cut for their salary and they're taking this percentage and that percentage, how much is actually going out to the people? All of it. All of it. Everything I donated went to her. It's just, this is an amazing, amazing ministry. I've never seen anything like it. Pastor literally goes to these shelters and donates, like, out of his own pocket. A lot of this stuff is out of pocket until we started getting sponsors and people pouring into the ministry. It was out of pocket, like, from the bottom up, you know. We started from the bottom. Now we're here. And it's just been an amazing journey. I can't emphasize to you all how passionate I am about this organization. And I think I promoted enough on social media, but I really wanted you guys to see who is at the heart of it and kind of hear his voice, because he, you know, he's in the background, and that's one of the things I do admire about him, is that he's not one necessarily for the spotlight, right? A lot of people wouldn't even know all that he does and contributes to this organization because he's so humble about his contributions, and he does so much for women and children, and he put himself out there for women like myself to have a voice, to be on this podcast. He kind of pushed me into this position of leadership, right? Because although I've led groups, you know, at work, I definitely wasn't on the mic. And so he's kind enough and supportive enough to say, you know, you need to take the mic. I trust in you that you will be a fisher of men and women and bring them into this organization. So I thank you, Pastor, for that that confidence in me, and I thank you for that push for me to be in this position and actually see this ministry grow and
thank you.
Actually see
thank
lives
you.
Impacted.
thank you for telling them the truth, man. Telling the truth. See, that's the thing with you. I want you, you know, uncut, unfiltered, to tell them the truth. When people ask the question, man, tell them the truth. See, that's why I thank you for just when you talking to women, they get to hear the truth. Uncut, unfiltered, unmixed, 24 hours, 7 days a week, man, the truth. Because we've been here for 20-some years. And a lot of people think that, you know, they see TV, but we are people here in the body of Christ. So I thank you 100%, and I think the world loves you, and being here for
likewise.
Women, talking to women, to tell them. I mean, what, when they ask, somebody got a question, you know, just like I tell them, the phone is on, and when the phone wasn't on, when we had to make a tough decision and grants didn't come in, we're still here. And we apply. And just because you apply for a grant, don't mean you're going to get the grant. Just because you ask for help, don't mean you're going to get help. But, man, I'm going to tell you, it's been people that come out of nowhere. And I'm going to say this, man, that has surprised me, that has touched me, brought me to tears because they
honestly, like yourself, are supporting of the ministry, and I look forward every day to walk with you and other people in the body of Christ that know that this is real and important to our future. And so if I leave this earth and y'all come back and this, let it be known. Man, when I'm in heaven, if I'm not here looking back, somebody got to carry the mantle and tell the truth and keep on carrying it. Because, man, this belongs to us. Everyone here, this is an us thing. It's not an I thing. It's not a we thing. It's us. He said, let us go. Let us go down. Let us. But this time, let us go up and share the word. And the angel said, the angel reassured them that Jesus has risen from the dead. So, man, I'm speaking from a place that a lot of people don't understand, that when you go to Matthew 28:6, from the King James Version, y'all. King James Version, the angel was speaking. So where we're getting this from and where we're walking from, and they talk about angels around us. Oh, yes, they are. And this time we are telling people that, hey, we're bringing the truth. Jesus is risen. See, we speak on baby Jesus, but now we're talking to you about the word, the Jesus that's here, the Jesus that is risen as a grown, that has grown up, that has overcome death.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I'm with you 100%.
And you know what, Pastor? I know people have been, they're waiting to hear your biblical take on today's topic, which is it is finished. And so I'm going to jump in and ask Pastor to give us his understanding, his interpretation of it being finished as it pertains to where we are spiritually today, and what we see happening around the world.
Now, as a pastor, I know a lot of times on Sunday, you expect me to give it to Sunday, but I'm going to give it to you outside the Bible. For those that love to reach for something that they can put their hands on. Now, it is finished. It is finished because, man, when you look around, it is open your heart, open your mind, and you can see it for yourself that you are alive. Now, you go outside, you see trees, you see birds, you see clouds, you look around and say, I even see ants. Well, let's think about it. All those things were created before you was born. Now, what happened when at that point he created man in his image and his life? We are here for his glory. Because what does it say? That he's going to return. So he gave us Jesus to get us ready in the body of Christ to be the bride. Okay. So there's things that's going to happen. Water's going to dry up. The Bible speaks of things that's going to happen that's going to give you the understanding of where we at right now. So when it's finished, man, that's your beginning of your journey. See, when you come past the point of doubt, when you get up in the morning and say, how did they get these fingers? Where did this air from? Man, it's not... We're finished asking that question about who is Jesus. Now we get in the spirit to be with Jesus. See, a lot of people ask the question, who is God? Well, we've been finished that. Because we're going to come into a period now, and those outside, we're going to say the age of Aquarius. We're going to see things in the universe move. Not just rainbows, we're going to see stars. We're going to see the work of the Lord move in our life. That's unmistakable. when you have the point of what is finished. See, the devil time is over. It's finished. Now it's what? Because the devil knows that, hey, if he can keep getting you to believe some foolishness that he won, oh, man, that's the foolishness. That's a story. Or some of us like he's a lie. But his time is up. But he's going to do everything on his way out to bring you with him, because those that's still in the body of Christ are with Jesus. That's the wheat and the tares. And when you see the joy that you get up every morning and you get a resurrection inside of yourself, and I did not say erection, I said resurrection, to come to before that, you walk outside and you get your first energy to the sun, to Jesus Christ, the symbolism. And just because you think it's a symbol, no, it reminds us. The Son of God. It's over. See, every night you go to bed, the sun go down. But when you come back up,
welcome back to part two. It is finished. We left off with Pastor giving us this blessed word on this Resurrection Sunday. We gave you guys a little intermission time to get some popcorn and get comfortable in your homes. I'm going to step to the side and hand Pastor back the microphone so he can continue with that wonderful blessed word. Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. McQueen. Thank you. Yes. In the word, we give our first energy to the Son. But not the S-U-N, the S-O-N, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. That's coming with that resurrection, because Jesus is not in the tomb. Jesus is in our special place, in our heart, and we graciously wait for his return. When we open our hearts and our mind and our bodies, we carry this cross. Sometimes we carry it like a mic. Sometimes we had to carry it like a bed. Sometimes we had to carry it like a brick. Because we also building that wall, repairing, building schools, orphanages, going to places where a lot of people are not in. We are giving our first energy to the Son. And as we do that, we are marking time, each and every time, present time, future time. As we look back, it'll be in the past time. But we are giving ourselves in this body. So as we come to this glorious day, we call it Easter. It's about this resurrection. And so for all of us that wake up in the morning, we're giving thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we look into the Bible, we're following the word. We're not taking nothing from it. We're not adding anything to it, because the word says you'll be taken out of the book of life. Our journey is this message. What's in my hand should be honest as clean that you can give it to a newborn baby. You don't give a baby a hot bottle. You pour it. The lesson is, when you heat that bottle up, you take that time. You test it. As the word is given, you test that spirit. You put it on the inside of your wrist. You put that baby, you put it on there to make sure it doesn't burn you. You make sure it's prepared, because that baby is trusting in you. On the inside, on the outside, and everything you do, you're doing it in that spirit to do what's right. So that's our walk for today. As we're revisiting the tomb is empty. But your heart should be filled with the love and the presence of the Lord. So allow yourself to raise up and to be gifted with that supernatural ability that you can come past things of the past that will try to make you stumble, to make you distracted, to make you say, it could only be Jesus. Because, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. I looked on the news. Young man, the police had him handcuffed in the car. They shot up the police, shot up the vehicle. Now, you come on, man. I didn't say no robbers. The man had done no wrong. He had not been here for any crime. But, man, they say that they shot up the vehicle. And he was handcuffed. Man, that couldn't have been only one but Jesus. There's miracles that are happening right now, right amongst us. And we are doing everything in our power that we should be doing. But it's those. So if anybody that has any doubt, go look up on the news. WMBD News 13. Victim shot it 22 times. Filed lawsuit in Osceola County, that's Florida. Deputies, Osceola County deputy mistaken. A guy, you know, from gunshot. Listen, 22 times. You shot at this guy with long rifle, gun, handcuffs, and his attorney, his civil rights attorney, DeWitt Lacy. Now, the victim was Marcus Jackson. Now, you tell me that wasn't Jesus. If anybody want to see a miracle, and when I say it's over, it's no doubt that you shot 22 times at a man handcuffed in a vehicle, and he gets shot one time. If that ain't a miracle, then y'all come back and tell me what it is, because that has to be my Lord and Savior in that vehicle. The man was not even convicted of a crime. He wasn't even committing the crime. But man, sometimes the devil is trying to kill you with all kinds of all walks of life. And you tell me today, Marquez, and let's spell it name right, Marquis Jackson. Mr. Jackson. Now, mama crying, family crying, they witnessing this. And they got cameras to this. Man, the devil is trying to kill people that love God, love Jesus. Trying to set us up to be victims because we love Jesus. So you know his mom and dad and family was praying, and we praying for him now. All the work is done. The miracles are happening. There's no doubt. Ain't nobody tell me you shot at somebody point blank, handcuffed 22 times, and walk away. I'm going to say this here. That was a miracle. That was my Jesus. That's our Jesus. That's what I'm praying for. An innocent man. So, sister, I'm going to turn it over to you. Because that right there, man, I'm just praying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Man.
Thank you, Pastor, for sharing that wonderful word and how it relates to our topic today. It is finished. I want to talk to all of you guys about something that's really dear to me as it pertains to our topic.
Let me say something. I don't mean to cut you off. Let me spell that name. Cal is OKALOOASA County. And that's why I want to make sure if anybody want to look that up, where I can make sure that I pronounce correctly, because so that's 22 shots. I don't mean to cut you off. So that's the county, and it's in a, and it is a, it's in Florida.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. Thank you for that information. What I want to discuss with you guys today is that, you know, we're often hearing about people being chosen. I know you guys are hearing a lot about that as people are awakening. You may hear of a certain number, 144,000, and or star seeds, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what's most important at this time is to acknowledge a Christ consciousness universally, right? Not just, you know, those selected few, but I want to talk about the masses, all of us having this Christ consciousness. And what Christ consciousness is, basically, it's the state of awareness of our true nature, our higher self, and our birthright as children of God. Christ consciousness is known by love, it's known by peace, it's known by compassion, it's known by acceptance, it's known by wisdom, discernment, clarity, integrity, strength, courage, faith, trust, kindness, inclusiveness, and goodness. Those of us that are embracing this state will often undergo similar experiences, right? And I'm going to list these experiences out to you. For those who are experiencing these things right now, I want to let you know that you are probably in a Christ consciousness and dealing with your own resurrection. And these things include dealing with people bearing false witness on you, dealing with wrongful persecution, dealing with people smearing your name and setting many traps for you, dealing with deep betrayal by those closest to you, your family, your loved ones, your friends, and sometimes a failed attempt to even steal your birthright and your inheritance on this earth. And you may deal with an intense period of isolation, right? Because these are all things that Jesus had dealt with when he was here. And you having that Christ-like consciousness emulates our Father's experience. So consider it a blessing if you're dealing with these so-called examples and so forth of what ultimately led to his resurrection. And I wanted to ask Pastor his thoughts on this Christ consciousness that a lot of people are experiencing right now, all at the same time, it seems, and What do you think is happening here? Do you agree? Do you not agree? If so, explain more to our audience about this notion.
Like I say, I'm going to say this outside the Bible, because I'm going to use words that people say on the daily basis, star seeds. They use terminologies of the waking.
Yes.
You know, in the Bible, they say the 144,000. But what we have is, we have people that are finding out how real spirituality is.
Yes.
And they're finding out on a supernatural ways that they would not even believe, that their faith is moving in direction, and it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Their testimony, their people are observing it, and they're coming to this point where they're seeing past the physical. They're in the natural, they're in the spiritual, they're going deeper. They're finding out that things that can be made, not just the pyramid, So what we have is that energy, that positive energy, just like we had a period of negative energy, we're having a period of positive energy. So we have a period where the devil, he had his time to keep you in that negative. But what happens when you start to wake up and you say, it's more than life. It's more than what you feel. It's value. And when you start seeing people that want to have family, children, be married, and it's not about money. Then you start to see that awakening. They start asking questions. They said, look, something flew over my house. I start hearing these things. I start hearing these bangs. I start seeing people appear. I start seeing things that normally was not there. Oh, you start to say, but at one point, you said you'll just shrug it off. But now, you start to see other people having that same encounter, same occurrence. It's like crop circles. Now, you're going to people every time that you can say, oh, they was fake, but people are now saying, hey, look, we got technology. This ain't something that's that simple. Now, you want to keep us in that state of mind, but it's just like having a pet, and all of a sudden, he jump into action and save someone. He get a feeling, no, our self may not hear, but you start seeing things happen. So when you start seeing people that are getting more in tune, they're more involved, oh, it's awakening. It's that consciousness, that Christ consciousness. So you see you people come together from different walks of life. Now, here was a period that you got Christians working with Catholics, and Catholics working with Muslims working with Jehovah Witnesses. People are coming together and saying, look, there's one devil. Now, I was raised over here, but there's nothing wrong with you or me. We're raised on different parts of the world. I don't speak Chinese fluently. I want to learn something. I want to go there and experience their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't know anything about me. I don't know anything about you, but it takes somebody to teach me how to speak Chinese, how to speak Japanese. So we have to start teaching. To me to communicate with him and him communicate with me, one of us got to learn the language. So if it's my awakening to learn how to speak Japanese, how to speak Chinese, then I'm going to do it for we can all be on the same page and we can have good people spreading the word. So I see it happening, especially with technology now. WhatsApp, technology, people got translated. We're coming to different parts of the world with a positive state of mind. Not just in business, but I want to live beside someone that has that positive attitude that I can really trust. Regardless, I may not know their language, but you can feel they got that positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
So as I want to go to Bali, I like being a vegetarian. I like to talk. I like to understand. I don't know everything, and I'm not trying to offend them, but people are waking up to say, look, people are trying. And because I don't know everything, I'm not trying to offend you, but you see, I'm trying to learn. So people are working together in a day-to-day. So I believe it's happening on a massive, wider scale, and it's happening in record time. Because with planes are flying, and like I say, after COVID,
mm-hmm.
You're going to see a lot of people go to places and really speak positive to people and learn their culture, learn their language, and really bring things together. So we've been in the past bad. We've been in the war. But everybody is not trying to attack other people. We're trying to have peace. And but Jesus That's what we stand for, peace. So I see it, and I believe the devil is trying everything in his power to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful breakdown of Christ consciousness and, you know, it being done with this, it being finished, I should say, with today's topic. I thought you brought a lot of clarity for our listeners today. Now, just to switch things up a little bit, many of you may not know this, but our pastor is no stranger to the radio and television game. Pastor, can you share a little bit with us about your media experience and where you see Fundraising Cup going in terms of radio and television? I know recently we have just been launched on the radio, and if you can share with some of our viewers the expansion that you have in mind for the organization. And also, if you can give us a little taste on how you would introduce or open up this podcast, give us a little sample. Those of you who heard Pastor before on the radio, I know you recognize his radio voice when he first came on. So if he can give us a little taste of how he would open up our show, I know our supporters would love it. So, Pastor, can you please elaborate on that, please, sir?
Well, welcome to FundraiserCup.org Ministry, the place and well-being that all people have come about, whether you're brown, white, blue, green, even if you're an alien from a distant planet, flying over our just good planet called Earth. So if you have reached in and tuned into Terra, this is now the time and the place for you to come over as you're flying over our planet. So we got some angels just flying over, and you're tuning in tonight right at this point in time. Angels, hey, just shout us out right now. Just wave your hand at us, because we're waving back at you. We're just you flying over our planet. So let's do the angels are pulling over. And now, for those genes that's tuning in, now you need to get, you should have got right then before you got right here now. So here's the point of it. You have reached us at FundraisingCup.org Ministry, loving everyone. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I love it. I love the energy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we need in here. And can you tell us where you see Fundraising Cup going as it pertains to television and radio, Pastor?
Well, where I see FundraisingCup.org Ministry, once the development of the new website is coming in board, I see FundraisingCup.ministry more so what I would see more in Florida, a nice location. I really like Orlando, Florida for the corporate side of things, but with having a ministry outside the country as well, we of course, have our sister church in Ghana, in Tema, Ghana, that we support. And we have other churches that we're supporting in different areas. But what I see as technology and the energy, me personally, I like that. I like that vibe that's coming out Florida in the future, because I've said it before. And I've argued with everybody before Trump even moved to Florida. Everybody looked at me and said, look, I told you. How many times you had a president that moved to Florida? Come on. Florida has an energy that is really going to shine. And I believe with technology, places like Universal Studio, and I like Disney, The influence of technology is really, especially with animation, is going to have a strong effect on people, especially you Apple lovers. And I really have to say, you know, that the technology that Apple is bringing about with their phone and their tablets, I really like to see that. So people that like to work together, not just inside the building, but outside, this is going to be a good time to work with the charity in the future. So those that are going to support, and we have the church and a school, I think that in that area of technology, it's going to be rapidly advancing, because with animation, those like I say, I've talked to different schools, especially that even the school that dealt with the Ninja Turtles. So those that like to be creative, work with technology, work with building channels on YouTube, people that like to even sing, you can deal with animation with different things in religion and outside of religion. So I think the ministry, Florida, is going to be a good, it's going to be in the future the tech spot, because let's just say California at a period of time was leading, let's say the gold rush and out there in the West. Then let's say Georgia has its period. I believe Disney and Universal, now I'm just only speaking from my point, I'm just not calling that everybody name, but I would say personally, I believe that no one has really understood how visionary Disney was. I mean, if you go back and look at him when he did a video when he was laying on the beach with an old camera, I'm telling you, listen, if you go back and look at Disney and see the creative of just what he did with the old camera back in the day, people overlooked that. He started when we wasn't running with all these cameras and phones and laptops. They was doing animation with true drawing, true hand-to-hand drawing, Mickey Mouse, shows that we grew up on. They was doing it by hand. And those teachers are still here and still were going to have a good, strong impact on now we have a technology, and some of us that really want to learn are going to have an opportunity. So with that being said, Universal Studios in Florida, Disney's in Florida, the studios that are going to give opportunity to people that want to learn, I think. And that's the direction, because with the ministry, I would like us to do animation for children, write children books, really be out there, and children need to learn coding. So I believe Florida is going to really impact the economy for future.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing the plans and growth for the ministry. I'm happy to be a part of that vision of growth. And so it's a very exciting time with the organization. I want to thank our lovely guest, Pastor Hudala, for joining us on today's podcast and giving women a safe platform such as fundraisingcup.org to speak up, to advocate, to speak out against injustices against women. I also want to personally thank you, Pastor Nudala, for giving women like myself and children this opportunity to be part of a next level ministry that's pretty much open to all races, creeds, everything. It's just so diverse, and I just love meeting people from all walks of life, all different countries. But one thing we do have in common is our love for Jesus and our love for God, and to see us all work together, it's something refreshing. Glad to be a part of it, Pastor. I want to let all you guys know that Fundraising Cup charity was organized by Pastor New Dollar, where his focus has been on providing assistance to women and children in need. This charitable initiative embodies the principles of humanitarianism, emphasizing the importance of offering financial support, essential goods, as well as time and effort to those facing challenges. The core belief of this charity is rooted in the act of giving unconditionally, without any expectation of reciprocation. Embracing such altruistic values contributes to fostering a more compassionate and supportive community. Please do join our charity in our ministry and support our charitable endeavors. We have a few campaigns on the website. If you haven't looked already, they're from all around the world. Different nonprofit charities are affiliated with us and use our platforms to raise money for their different activities and so forth. We ask you to contribute to their campaigns as well as our personal ministry. So if you wish to make a donation to fundraisingcup.org, you can do so on the website, as well as you can contact us directly via phone, 615-205-5657. Again, that's 615-205-5657. Your support is greatly appreciated. And to all of you supporters, please continue to donate. We do recognize those of you who tithe and are donating. Please continue to donate. Well, you know your sister has to promote her own side hustle too as well. So please contact me to book your next travel arrangement so I can hook you up, sis, bruh, because that's what I do. You know I got you. So reach out to me for your next vacation. You know summer's here. I'm here to hook you up. But I want to conclude.
And please do jump on the travel agent. Think of her first because she's out here working in the community. She's a mother.
That's right.
She's a church member. She believes in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And she's here to give you what's right on your behalf. She's working for you. So understand,
yes,
when you're reaching out to a travel agency, she's looking out, making sure that you get the right price, a fair price, and good treatment. So when you have her in your corner, she's speaking and looking out on your behalf. And as she's also looking out, remember, when you travel, get some travel insurance. Because in case something happens,
very important.
And you go there, you get sick, you know, you eat something. Remember, travel insurance, it's just a few dollars, but here's the catch. If you go in the country, especially like Mexico, they will not let you out of their country if you owe them any money. So, let you be known.
You heard it here first.
But go ahead and cover that. Travel insurance, make sure when you talk to her, travel with the travel insurance. So your medical bill, okay, it's $30, $25. When you're sick, you're not thinking about what happened. You hurt your ankle or something, you scrape an ankle, so you need to go there. Get you some travel insurance. So look out with sister to make sure that you have that included. So for 2024, the advice that you hear from Fundraiser and from Pastor is travel insurance, travel well, do it right, leave safely, come home safely, and let it be.
Okay.
Because when they see you got travel insurance, they can say, hey, here you go, it's in your passport, it's in your document, and you're doing everything according to their law. You're just coming in and having a good time. So make sure your documents are well protected by travel insurance.
Yes. Thank you. Guys, believe it or not, I did not compensate pass a new dollar for that commercial break and promotion. So I want to thank him. I appreciate the shout out and him always assisting me with my business on the side. He's just amazing when it comes to business matters and finance. So thanks again, Pastor, for the shout out. I want to conclude today's topic. And I want to declare and decree that it is finished. With all the evil plans and agendas coming against God's children, known and unknown. And as we await the anticipated solar eclipse on April 8th and darkness falls, let all destruction, deception, and abuse of any kind fall down with it in our lives. Let's pray more people are awakened into their Christ consciousness and higher purpose. Let there be a shift in power from the boastful to the meek. Don't allow these people to sacrifice the innocent anymore, Father. Expose all those in a false position of authority, motivated by greed. Expose all lies, plots, and plans of the enemy, and lift the veil of secrets. As Pastor said, time's up. Children of God, rise up into your Christ consciousness and give up addictions and things of this world. Vibrate higher. Apply self-discipline and heal. Abstain from what doesn't serve your highest good. And don't overreact. As above, so below. I say, and amen. I'm going to close out with this gem of experience. This gem of experience to reflect on whenever you think of my podcast and think of me, which is, remember every experience, good or bad, adds value, like a jewel. Its true worth shines in the right light. Ladies and gentlemen, it is finished. Thank you all for joining us here today. Thank you, Pastor Moody. This has been another amazing, Can We Talk with Jewel podcast. I'm so happy to have a pastor on for part one and a part two, for this Resurrection Sunday. Many blessings to you all, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. Goodbye.
God bless. Goodbye.